Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The results are in from Tuesday's Richland Center mayoral race. Karen Tepley defeated Elijah Kramer in a close race, 530 to 520 votes. There were also 23 write-in votes. Chris Jarvis in District 1, Frank Hoffman in District 2, and Ryan Cairns in District 4 were all unopposed and elected to the Richland Center City Council. In the race for Richland County Board District 14 seat, Darlene Tagliapetra, Wald Smith, defeated Michael Windle, 122 votes to 59. There was also one write-in vote. The city of Boscobel has a new neighbor. Dirk Brown defeated Brenda Kalish with 68.5% of the votes, defeating her 532 to 245. At this point in the Ithaca School Board race, the numbers are in. Steve Lewis with 304 votes, Marty Richards with 261, Mandy Brown with 242 votes, Gia Maestri with 230, and Justin Manning with 177 votes. The top three vote getters will serve on the board. However, we are still waiting to hear from Orion Township. In school district referendums, Weston School District residents said yes to exceeding the revenue limit by $1,500,000 for the next 3 years, with 400 yes votes to 343 no votes. Voters in the Reedsburg School District approved to exceed the revenue limit, with 2,688 voting in favor and 1,969 voting no. The school district of Wisconsin Dells referendum to exceed the revenue limit failed, with 1,623 of the voters saying no, while 1,402 said yes. The Dodgeville School District referendum question to exceed the revenue limit narrowly failed, with 50.9% of the votes, 1,680 to 1,619. And Baraboo School District residents said no to issue general obligation bonds for paying the cost of a school facility improvement project, 3,195 no votes to 2,880 yes votes. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will add another liberal justice. By a 60% to 40% margin, Dane County Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor defeated conservative Waukesha County Appellate Court Judge Maria Lazar in Tuesday's spring election.
Tonight, the people of Wisconsin stood up for our rights and freedoms, our democracy, our elections, and a strong state Supreme Court that will protect the independence of our beloved state.
Taylor will replace retiring conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley, expanding the liberal majority on the state's high court to a 5-2 count. Liberals are now guaranteed to hold a majority on the court until at least 2030. The Board of Regents of the University of Wisconsin system has unanimously voted to make a change in leadership of the system, with current President Jay Rothman's tenure ending immediately. The board stated it is grateful for President Rothman's service and recognizes the meaningful work undertaken during his tenure. Under his leadership, the Universities of Wisconsin took steps to address long-standing structural deficits, putting individual universities on sounder financial footing for the future. He worked hard to bring the best to the campuses, students, faculty, and staff. Those efforts and that dedication are acknowledged and appreciated. However, despite these accomplishments, based on the annual performance review and subsequent discussions, the board has lost confidence in President Rothman's ability to lead the UW's moving forward. Universities of Wisconsin Vice President for University Relations, Chris Patton, will serve as acting executive in charge prior to appointment of interim president. The board has immediately moved forward in its work to identify the successor. The Board of Regents says UW's work will continue unabated during this transition. On Friday, the governor signed Assembly Bill 905, authored by Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz, into law. Act 197 fixes state law to define healthcare facility and healthcare provider in a way that guarantees that all individuals providing critical healthcare are properly protected and able to do their job safely, regardless of where they provide care. Act 197 addresses an unintended problem in current state statute that was brought to lawmakers by Sauk County District Attorney Michael Albrecht. During a recent case, Albrecht found there was ambiguity about whether threats made outside traditional healthcare settings would be charged. As a result, while prosecutors could charge someone for threatening to cause bodily harm to a nurse in a hospital, they could not charge someone for making the same threat to an EMS provider working in an ambulance. Act 197 protects all healthcare professionals working in their official capacity, including EMS personnel, nurses, and other providers. The bill received bipartisan support in both houses of the legislature before being signed by the governor. The Iowa County Circuit Court entered a plea of not guilty in the case of the state of Wisconsin versus Kelly Nekash on Monday. The 68-year-old Nekash from Black Earth is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of her estranged husband, Todd Nekash Sr., 62, of Ridgeway. Kelly Nekash appeared via video in custody Monday. She was advised of the charge and penalty against her where she stood mute. The court then entered the not guilty plea. A status conference has been scheduled for June 30th. The Daughters of the American Revolution, or DAR Good Citizen Tea, will be held today at 1 at the Bayard DeHart Post 13 American Legion Building in Richland Center. The Good Citizen Awards will be presented to each participant with the assistance of their family or guest, and the Black Hawk Chapter winner of the essay resume contest will be announced. The following seniors will be honored at today's tea: Haley Cahoot from Highland High School, Jaden Bolin from Ithaca High School, William Fulton from Iowa Grant High School, Adric Eggy from Kickapoo High School, Haley Nemick from Lafarge High School, Brindolyn Knable from Richland Center High School, Mary Angeles Medina from Riverdale High School, Zoe Aspenson from Seneca High School, and Molly Hooker from Waseca Steuben High School. A Milwaukee suburb wins a competition of civic pride. West Allis defeated 14 other North American cities in the 10th annual Strongest Town Contest. The bracket-style competition had West Allis defeating fellow Wisconsin competitor Madison to take the title. The Strongest Town Contest focuses on such abilities as community building, economic improvement, and long-term growth strategy, with an emphasis on progress and resilience. West Allis will receive a trophy for its win, and a mini documentary touting the city will be produced.